This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, February 13th. Well, the wheat markets had a strong showing yesterday, following corn and soybeans significantly higher as well. Beans gapping higher, quite a bit higher actually, and wheat following along with corn that was moving higher as well. Of course, got a couple things going on. We have the weather in Argentina, which is finally making more of an impact on the market. We've been watching the drought in Argentina materialize throughout the growing season, actually, but the big crops coming out of Brazil have always tampered down the price action in response to the yield losses going on in Argentina. But now as you enter the pollination stage for both corn and beans down there, and it looks like the weather pattern really isn't changing, it's continuing to be hot and dry, yield reductions are significant. And now the trade is starting to suggest that even the better production coming out of Brazil is not enough to offset the losses in Argentina. So you come into this week with quite a bit of momentum in the grain space. We see the large traders continuing to move away from the short side in the ags in general, but grains in particular. So that is supportive as well. And then the wheat market, of course, has its own set of bullish fundamentals, with the weather conditions in the southern and central plains continuing to be dry there too. We look at the short range weather forecast calling for continued dryness across the plains. La Nina, of course, is blamed for these weather issues going on in South America and across the southern tier of the United States. And it doesn't look like La Nina is going to go away anytime soon. The weather guys are saying at least till the end of winter, probably the end of spring is when you'll finally see that break apart. Well, the end of spring will take us all the way through the growing season for hard red winter wheat. So the wheat market continuing to build weather premium into the price structure as well. Now that said, I think it's worth noting that Kansas City actually has lost leadership of the wheat space. Now whether that is because of a fundamental shift in what's going on in wheat, or that the Chicago market is just following corn more closely than, of course, Kansas City would, and that makes sense. But I think it's worth noting that the last three or four sessions, Chicago has performed better than Kansas City. And I think that is worth paying attention to. I've been looking for wheat prices to rally up in early February. We are getting that. And from a seasonal perspective, the crop report would have been when we sold this market. And for Kansas City, that's still looking like the place to be. In Chicago, we actually took out the high from last Thursday's crop report day after getting a reversal down. So it's pretty impressive that the market's able to rebound this way. We'll see how much more momentum we can get. We're right up against a pretty notable resistance in Chicago. Kansas City's notable resistance would be more around another 10 cents higher or so, right around the $5 mark on the front month. So that's actually another 20 cents higher or so. But we'll see where we go from here. I still think that seasonals will come into play here. You'll see this market stall out here as early February. We're right in that window. Look for the markets to pull back. Any kind of a rain event would pull this market significantly lower. Now, speaking of rain, the 6 to 10 day and the 8 to 14 day forecast are calling for some kind of moisture to move through the southern and central plains over these next couple weeks. So we'll see if that materializes. That would definitely be a huge benefit to the complex as we start to break dormancy in far southern Texas, and then we'll be breaking dormancy as we get into mid-March in Kansas. Obviously, this is when the rains are more critical, and if this weather pattern can change, if we can get some rain events to come through, that would be a game changer for the wheat complex. So this is why we want to be kind of selling cash wheat into this rally, at least get some sales on the books, because again, if the rains do come, as they so often do, all this weather premium will deflate fairly quickly. So that's what we're looking for. We're also noting that Russian prices have started to creep back higher, up another couple dollars this week, so we're trading right around 197 to 198 on a FOB basis. That is offering some support as well. That wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions or want to discuss the markets, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.